Hello, everybody. We heard 3/4 of a Pair of Brown Eyes by the Pogues, Some Rum, Sodomy, and the Lash. This has been Pretzel Logic. I will be back with you next week. I believe it's December the 2nd. I will be back here. I will be back from Thanksgiving. And I think that week, next week, we're going to talk about Dream Pop. Do a little Dream Pop hour. So let's hope I don't fall asleep on the boards listening to Beach House. This has been Pretzel Logic. Carrie, anything, any last words for the listeners out there? All 9 of them?
Consider becoming an organ donor.
Yeah, I would consider it.
Remember to wash your hands.
Always wash your hands.
Make responsible choices.
It's true, but, you know, if you need to make an unresponsible choice.
If you need to make irresponsible choices, just make them responsibly.
Very well put. That's pretty punk. I think that's pretty punk. This hour we've talked about punk music. Reflect on what we've talked about. Go and listen to some Crass. Go and listen to some Bikini Kill. Go and listen to some Slater Kinney if you have time for any of these things. I would recommend it. It appears that Ella is not going to come for her 4 a.m. slot. Usually it would be A Wonderful World right now. It's A Wonderful World, Ella Show. It's not A Wonderful World because we have to turn automation on. So that means you guys are going to have to listen to Boomer Rock for the rest of the night because that's what automation decides to play. So, Terry, if you wouldn't mind entertaining the listeners while I try to figure out this automation thing.
I don't mind at all, and I might even be able to help you. But I've been thinking recently about interconnectedness and about been thinking about musical experience, how music provides a separate experience from other art forms. I think there's something special about the experience of seeing music live and listening to music.
Stand tall with all your prized possessions, you must have it all. It's just a small speck of the mountain. You keep it safe and sound and you don't spit it round. Deep down with all the nitty gritty, this is not your town. You gotta keep it pretty, have you heard? Don't say a word, don't say a word. You can keep it yours too if you let them. You can, you can take off one shoe, save it for your wedding day. You can keep all your coins if that's what you like, but it won't fill your voice or you'll spoil the spite. But it's your prize, it's your prize, it's your prize. It's your prize, it's your prize, it's your prize. What now? Well, the castle is a crumble and you figure it out while you are still fumbling for your keys. Don't let them see, don't let them seize. You can keep it yours too if you let them eat cake. You can take off one shoe, save it for your wedding day. Your coins, if that's what you like, but it won't fill your void, so you'll spoil with spite. But it's your prize, it's your prize, it's your prize. It's your prize, it's your prize, it's your thank you. me cake. You can take off one shoe, save it for your wedding day. You can keep all your coins if that's what you like, but it won't fill your void, so you'll spoil with spite. But it's your prize, it's your prize. It's your prize, it's your prize, it's your
prize. This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Go. this amazing city never appeared on any map. A hidden community sealed off from the outside world.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
You better. to write you a song that would get you on your feet, that would introduce a rhythm and increase your heartbeat. I set out to write you a song that would carry you on home, that way I could have you in the carnival's long gone. I set out to write you a song, whether it's short, whether it's long, that would make you turn your head and cry for me instead. I set out to write you a song. I wrote you a song. Tell me where you're gone. I set out on the road where St. Christopher did find my salvation at the Five and Dime. He found it in a novel underneath the shelf aglow with dimming lights of wonder and the prophets whom to know. I set out to write you a song. I wrote you a song. Hope you won't be long. Now I'm no saint and I wear no promise ring, but one thing I can give you is a melody to sing. And if you want to meet me out along best know it's your good fortune, cause it's sure a pretty host. I set out to write you a song. I wrote you a song. Hope it turns you on. Oh, maybe I miss the train. Maybe you're out catching fame. Maybe all a bigger plan to get me out of Texas, cause the West has left me breathless. I set out to write you a song as the floods carry on, and I say a little prayer for the sweet hereafter. I leave you with a chapter, a map and a rapper. As I drove away I heard the crows stirring up the pasture. I set out to write you a song. Song. Yeah, I set out to write you a song. I'm good enough as gone.
I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. Ha ha. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Delphi twin from Liverpool to Istanbul and two times back again. Where did the years all go? They went down to Mexico. If he knew then what I now know, he'd have never let me win. Oh, my Delphi twin, so bitter to the end. My enemy, my friend. Who's are the these tears that flow off with his head on with the show. If he knew then what I now know, he'd have hid that stupid grin. He mixed the potions up with tea leaves in a coffee cup, the mushroom stems, the magic gems that all went wrong right then. Oh, my Adelphi twins, so bitter to the end. My enemy, my friend. Oh, my Adelphi twins. Oh, my Adelphi twins. We never saw it coming, but we sure did see it go. Following the bouncing ball, me and my Adelphi doll, from Liverpool to Istanbul, we must have played them all. And when my twin did go, leaving me a one-man show, I tell you now that I don't know what time or town I'm in. Oh, my Adelphi twin, so bitter to the end. My enemy, my friend. My Adelphi twins. Oh, my Adelphi twins. You broke but would not bend. So bitter to the end. Oh, my Adelphi twins. We'll be right back.
lately it seems that I haven't been in the best news. I wonder if you always know I'd kill the love we grow. No, now you can't claim your innocence after all of those things that you said, pretend.
I've been This is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
And